This morning we're going to teach on faith. Amen. We need faith in our lives. There's a different type of faith that we need. Though nowadays, we don't need faith to believe for cars and for houses and for those type of things. We need faith that we can live the way God intends for us to live. Faith is what Jesus is going to see when he comes back from his church, for his church. He's going to look down in our spirits and he's going to recognize that there is faith in there. Not the faith to believe for miracles, but the faith to believe for a change of nature. Flesh and blood shall not inherit the kingdom of heaven. So what we want to do is take this flesh and bring it under subjection to the power of God. As Paul was writing this book, he was, study says it was his first imprisonment. It's amazing what you can do for God locked up. Isn't it? Just about every letter he wrote, he was in prison. My God, man, did you spend any time out? Amen. He wrote this letter while he was in prison. Concerning the things of God. He was letting folks know. This letter lets you know his heart. It lets you know the real character and the nature that was in his life. And it lets you know how much he cared and loved the people of God. This is what we're coming to. We need to come to a place in our lives where we can love folks through faith.
Come on. Right.
Amen.
Amen.
Because most people are not going to give you a reason to love them. They're not going to create an atmosphere for you to love them.
Amen.
It's going to take faith. I mean, hear me. I know. It took faith to love. I could no longer do it in myself. And I couldn't depend on nobody to teach me how to do it. In the fourth verse, I thank my God, making mention of thee always in my prayers, hearing of thy love and faith, which thou hast toward the Lord Jesus and toward all saints, that the communication of thy faith may become effectual by the acknowledging of every good thing which is in you in Christ Jesus. How many know the only good thing in you is in Jesus? Lord, have mercy. I thank my God. You have to be able to identify with him as being your God. Being your maker, your deliverer, your way maker, your peace of mind, your joy of strength. You have to, come on now, you have got to have a personal relationship with him for yourself. We no longer have personal relationships. Our relationships exist in our pastors, in teachers, in evangelists, in prophets, and apostles. Just because I say it don't mean it's so. Just because I didn't say it don't mean it didn't happen. Find out for yourself. But you have to make mention. Oh my goodness. Listen to this. I thank my God. My God. Not only is he the God of my spirit, but listen to me. He's the God of my flesh. That's why I'm able to make mention, recollection of who you are. Not of what you did to me, but how much I need to pray for you.
Amen.
I don't know about you, but I'm constantly reminded of the things that folks did to me or folks I assumed did things to me. So I've been praying, Sister Michelle, Father, give me the peace of mind. Let me dwell in that rest so that those things no longer coexist with you in my life.
Amen.
because they hinder you.
Yes.
They separate you from what God has for you.
Yes.
The more time you dwell on those things, the less time you dwell and you seek God.
Yes.
Paul said, that's why forgetting those things which are behind me.
Yes.
Oh well. I take personal of making mention of thee always. Listen to me. There ain't no certain place you can pray. Always means everywhere.
Amen.
At all times.
Amen. 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 Amen.
Paul said, I'm locked up in prison. This is the first time being locked up in Rome. So it was an experience for a Roman to be locked up in a Roman jail.
Yeah.
But he said, I make mention, I make recollection of you always, regardless of where I'm at or what I'm doing, I make mention.
Amen, amen.
I keep thee, I lift you up.
Yeah.
A lot of us, listen to me, a lot of us are in our own personal prisons.
Yeah.
Come on.
There ain't no key, and there ain't no bars, but we're locked up in it,
right?
Because it's holding our mind captive.
Holding
our heart captive, so that we can't see what God intended for us to see.
Yeah.
But Paul was in this prison. You in your prison. You know how you get out? By making recollection of others.
Man.
Right. Amen. Oh, right. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
You know what God don't hear? Oh, woe is me.
Yeah.
I don't deserve this one. Pastor Relaford deserves it. You know I'm just teasing right now. Don't beat me up later. Been speaking nothing on me. But you hear what I'm saying? You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
God is. Let me tell you something, saints. If you don't pray, you better stop.
Amen.
Glory. Right.
You better stop letting somebody else do your prayer for you.
Amen.
You better stop praying for yourself.
Amen.
For I gave access to my presence to all. Yea, I died on the cross for all. Yea, I shed my precious blood for all. Yea, everything that I did, it was done for all. And yea, all is my people that I call by my name. Yea, that I have exalted and I have lifted up and prepared. And I have shaped thee in my word. And in my spirit I have led thee. And I have guided thee, said God. So lift me up, for I did say in my word that I never leave you nor forsake you. Yea, it did not change, but it still stands. And everything that I have spoken stand. And everything I have spoken unto thee is true. So lift me up and praise me. And walk in the admonition of my faith, said God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
If you are a world watcher, you better be watching.
Mm-hmm.
You don't even have to look overseas. You can look in your own backyard.
Right.
And see the mess and the turmoil that's taking place.
Yes.
But God said, if my people, which are called by my name, you can't be called by his name unless you call him your God. Will humble themselves and pray. Seek my face. You can't seek his face if you're not praying.
Come on,
Pastor.
And you can't turn from your wicked ways if you're not praying. Because if you ain't praying, you're not talking to God.
Thank you.
Father, Holy God.
Ooh, Lord Jesus.
Akoshaka. Be ye holy. Akoboboshaka. But darkness cannot communicate with light. Akoboboshaka. I am the light of the world. And yea, my light is in thee, said God. And yea, your communication is with me, the light, said God. So when you communicate with me, yea, I will cause your enemies to scatter, and I will be your shield and buckler. I'll be your battle cry. I'll be everything that you have need of when you rest in me, said God.
Hallelujah. I make mention of you everywhere, at all times. Everywhere, at all times. Everywhere covers spiritual atmospheres. Talking about your dilemmas, your circumstances, things you can't really put your finger on, but you know they exist. In my prayers. And the word in, the translated, it means point reached or entered. You can't pray earnestly and sincerely unless you know your God.
Amen.
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 Yeah.
Some folks just pray in the synagogues. Your synagogue could be anything. It could be your home, your car.
Yeah.
Just throwing up empty prayers because somebody told you it was the right thing to do.
Yeah.
Not because your heart is leading you to do.
Amen.
Let me tell you something. When I go to the bowling alley, I don't talk church.
Amen.
If they want to talk church, they got to wait till I'm done. And most times they do.
Amen.
Now listen, something I've been on the getting ready to let the ball go, and God put somebody's name in my heart, and I go, Lord, you got to be kidding me. I go back and sit down and say, Lord, you just cost me some money. You put that name in my thought pattern at the wrong time. He said, no, I did the right time. I did it at the time I knew you were going to hear me. I said, well, what is it?
Glory.
I want you to stop and pray. Right here, Lord? Yes.
Glory.
So they laughed at Red praying again. You know, worldly folks say he praying because he must be on the way to hell. Anywhere, at all times.
Yes.
If your relationship is personal with God, you'll hear God when he speaks.
Amen.
Let him that have an ear hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. It's not talking about a building. It's talking about a body of believers that love God, that know they love God, that know him personally, because he done got them out of some stuff. They didn't deserve it, but he did it anyway.
Yes, Lord.
I make mention of you. Oh my goodness, Lord.
Yandaria coco la machite yobosa, Yandaria coco, ye kira bashandari cake, ikora bashandari, ikiria.
Yay, but this is the manifestation of my character.
Oh,
of course, not yet. And by nature in my people in the world. Yea, when you lift me up, yea, you signify that I am your God and there is none else, said God. Yea, when you lift me up, yea, I come to your rescue that has already been set forth in this earth, said God. And yea, when you seek me, you find me. When you seek me, you find that which I have prepared for thee, said God. When you look after me and come after me, yea, I shall not run from thee, but I shall come to thee, and I shall lift thee up in the midst of your circumstances and your situation, and I shall deliver you out of the hand of all your enemies, said God.
God is talking. talking to me through the proper prophetic. What is he telling me? That a lot of y'all ain't praying. That's what the prophetic is telling me in the spirit. A lot of us done got too busy to pray. I don't mean just say, Lord, I thank you. I mean serious prayer. Where you call out names that God speaking to your spirit.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Thank you, Jesus.
Sometimes on my way someplace, I've called out 30 names driving. I don't close my eyes now. I'm driving. But you don't have to close your eyes every time you pray.
Right.
Bible says someplace, watch and pray. Be vigilant.
That's right.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Oh, hallelujah.
Yeah.
Make mention. I've reached a point in my life through the word of God, and according to my trials and tribulations that I've been through, that I understand that my relationship has got to be of him and not of me.
Amen.
So I've reached a point. I haven't gotten to the end yet, but when I do, I'll tell you I've fought a good fight.
Amen.
I kept the course.
Come on
now. Yes.
And I run a good race.
Yes.
And most importantly, I kept the faith.
That's right. Yes.
Because God taught me how to love folks.
Amen.
Not for face value, but from heart's intent. You know how hard it is to love people.
Amen.
And pray for folks.
Amen.
I gotta get going. So I always end my prayers. Listen to this. Now remember, I understood this, Brother Lil John. I understood this when I read this. I understood this. Because there's been times in my life when I've been so stretched out. So much turmoil in my life. So much anxiety going on. That I've actually heard somebody standing in the gap for me.
Amen.
And I know they wouldn't have been doing it except they love me.
Amen.
Glory.
Because we've gotten too busy to pray.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hearing, he says, hearing. Look at your neighbor and say, hearing.
Hearing
means perception.
Right.
I didn't hear your voice, but I felt your anointing.
Amen.
I felt your anointing, Denise, when you were praying for me. I felt your anointing when you were praying for me. I felt that anointing. I burst my perception, my spiritual antennas went up, and I felt the anointing. And I got encouraged, Reverend Grant. I got encouraged because of the power of God that was flowing into my life.
Man.
Because you believe God and you pray.
Yes, sir.
Hearing of thy love, I know you love me because you're praying for me.
Right.
You know, if you can pray for folks that abused you, ridiculed you, afflicted you, persecuted you, because of the love of God.
Amen.
Preach the word, Rev. Because of the love of God. Why do you think scripture says hell is enlarging itself? Because we have got the message. When the letter came, we rejected it.
Yeah.
Hearing of thy love. Oh, love. What kind of love we talking about here today? We talking about agape.
Yes.
They don't always talk about agape.
Amen.
Sometimes talk about philia. Today it's talking about agape.
Amen.
I know that you're praying for me, even though I chastised you. I know you're praying for me even though I've done you wrong. I know you're praying for me even though you belittled me. Because I know you love God. The Bible says it rains on the just and the unjust. That means you got this trouble in the just and the unjust lives.
Yes. Yes.
Ain't nobody perfect.
Amen.
Amen.
Hearing, perceiving, understanding through the power of God that thy love, your agape love, spontaneous love, that type of love that I know can reach out and touch me.
Yes.
And faith. Now, love ain't no good without faith.
That's right.
Amen.
Right.
And faith ain't no good without love.
Right.
Because it's part of the fruit.
Yes. Come on.
It's a part of God's character. You can't have one and not the other.
Yes.
Or I'm wondering what kind of God you serve. You don't know him. Lord have mercy. I know. Paul is telling him, I know. I can perceive, I can feel your prayer, because even though I'm in prison, I'm encouraged. They done beat me, but I'm encouraged. Because why? Because I know by the power of God they can't hold me, because you're praying with me.
That's right.
And for me.
That's right.
Don't you know when you stand in the gap and you believe and you trust God, God will move for their lives? I know I'm finna mess some of y'all up. I'm finna mess up. Hold on to you. Grab your seat. Most of y'all heard it. Some of y'all haven't. Grab your seat. Prayer does not change things.
Come on. Come on. Amen. Amen.
Tell it, Pastor.
It is your faith.
Amen.
In the prayer and the anointing that flows out of that prayer. That brings forth change.
Alright.
Hallelujah.
If you pray senselessly, ain't nothing gonna change. If prayer changed things, it didn't matter who would pray, it would change something.
Come on.
When you have Jesus in your life, you have the anointed one. Anytime you got the anointed one, when you adhere to him and you become a part of him, when you pray, your prayers become anointed. There ain't no wall that can stop the anointing. There's no mountain that can stop the anointing. There's no river, no ocean that can stop the anointing. It goes where you send it, because you have faith in your God.
Amen. Amen.
A hearing of thy love and faith, both are going together, which thou hast toward. Now, this word messed me up a little bit, teacher. No, it means from the interior outward. But for some strange reason this morning, when First Lady came downstairs, that happy look on her face made me look at her, and when I looked down, my page had changed. And what it changed to was another reference that I wouldn't have went to. Wow. Finding out that the word, listen to this. I had to write it down, because you know how stuff gets stolen.
That's a good word.
Stuff gets stolen.
Yeah.
How many got your pens? You got your pen? You need to write this down. Toward here in the Greek, in the simple Italian, means motives.
Ooh.
What's your motive? Why are you praying? What's your motive behind your praying? Don't you know God searches the intents of your heart? If you praying because you think it's going to make you somebody big.
Yeah.
All right.
Mom.
Paul said, I know that God's blessing me because I know what your motives are.
Yeah. Yeah. Amen.
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 I got the blow.
Amen. Thank you.
Glory.
Give me a couple chords, Brother Tom. No.
This anointing about to rip me apart up here. I feel it just pressing. You know it's, and you know what it is? It ain't mine. It's ours.
Yes. Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Y'all didn't hear me. Do I have to say ours again?
Yes.
What's your motives? Thou hast toward the Lord Jesus. What's your motives for loving your God? Or I'm saying you love God.
For the fervent and effectual prayer of a righteous man availeth much.
And thy footsteps are ordered of the Lord for those who are righteous. Those that stay righteous, their footsteps are ordered. Their motives are ordered. Therefore they can pray and they shall touch me and I shall touch them because their motives are pure. Their motive toward me is love. Their motive toward me is regard for my ways and for my word. And when you do these things, then I hear from heaven and I shall move on your behalf to accomplish that which you have put before me. The request that you have put before me, coming through the devotion that you have toward me, worshiping me, lifting me up, calling me your God and reverencing me and putting me first, then I shall move on your behalf when you put me first. And your foots are already ordered of the Lord, because I am the one who orders. But stay righteous, stay in right standing with me, and your footsteps shall be ordered, your prayer shall be ordered, your life shall be ordered by me, saith the Lord, and all that you have need of shall be accomplished by me, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. It's going to be done by him, not by you, not by me. It's got to be done by him. Hallelujah. And then it goes, your motives toward the Lord Jesus. Then it goes toward all saints. Now, the word toward has a different meaning in this one. It doesn't mean the same as the first one. The word toward here means ice from the inward out.
Yeah. Amen.
Yeah.
So, if your motives are completely engulfed, submitted, and strengthened by the presence of Jesus,
yeah,
and your happiness and joy in your salvation.
Yeah.
Then your listen to me. What's in you, it gonna come out of you.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
To all saints.
Yeah.
Whether you think they right, wrong, or indifferent. That's what that love is talking about. Amen. Agape love. Amen. It means irresponsible or of their rights.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
I learned how to be a servant.
Amen. Amen.
Come on. Come on.
Yes.
And it hurt every step of the way.
Amen.
But I continually prayed not for God to change them, but for God to increase them. Because if he increased them, he gives them greater understanding of their own circumstance.
Yeah.
I remember a story. Sandy used to work here. She was telling me, we was talking, and she was always praying, God, get rid of such and such. This is sharing our niece know. God, get rid of them. Make them change. So she was fasting and praying one week, and God spoke to her. She didn't like what he said. God told her, stop praying for them to change, and you change. So she changed. Once she changed, what they were doing no longer affected her. Now she could pray for them with sincerity, and she could touch God. That the communication. Look at your neighbor and say, communication. It doesn't mean your language. It's talking about your relationship, your fellowship, your partnership.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
You can't partnership or fellowship with the saints in sincerity if you're not a fellowshipper with Jesus.
That's right. Say it. That's right.
The church as a whole is playing games, not with God, but with themselves. Because you can't love who you want to love.
Amen.
You can't be kind to who you want to be kind to. You can't reverence who you want to reverence. Either you're going to do it in God, or you need to get the heck out of the kitchen.
Amen.
And stop blocking somebody else's blessing.
Amen.
That the communication, the fellowship of thy faith, how is it? Pistis faith, that divinely implanted principle. What is a principle? It's the fundamental truth of who we are in God.
Amen.
I search myself.
Right.
Yeah.
I constantly search myself.
Yeah.
I check me out. When I see it in there, my cry is, Lord, create in me a clean heart. Because this one that's in me is infiltrating right. It's clogging up my arteries. So that I can't think with the mind of Christ. Let your fellowship and your partnership be of God and not of you. For in you shall I move, and shall you have much being, but you must participate with me, not wait on me to participate with you. For in the midst of your anger and your anxiety, if your love in your heart is towards me, I will simplify the circumstance, and I will overwhelm you with my love and my peace, my children. Well, there are those that fake prayer, but they don't pray for real, because they think that I hear everything that they offer up to me. But a lot of prayers these days, my children, are as filthy rags, for they are unclean, unsafe, and uncircumcised. Therefore, I hear those prayers where I have searched the intents of the hearts of those that fellowship with me, and that have learned that they must have the same fellowship with their brethren, saith God. That it may become effectual. Energia. talk is cheap. Don't be walking up to folks telling them you love them and you don't.
Right.
Especially in God. Don't.
Yeah. That's right.
You ever walk to somebody and say, I love you in the Lord, and they looked at you funny? Because they knew you were lying. That's what the fellowship of God is. When you don't see the faults, you only see the God. The effectual, the active, the operative power of God by the acknowledgement listen to me. That's why you have to study to show yourself approved. Because the acknowledgement here means precise, direct, and actual knowledge.
Amen.
You can't go by what I tell you. You got to find out for yourself.
Right.
Yeah. Glory. Yeah. Glory.
Folks think they can get from God what they need sitting at home watching TV.
Right.
Ain't nothing like the presence of God. Can God visit you in your living room? Sure. Especially if you can't get up and go nowhere.
Right.
But if ain't nothing wrong with your limbs. Because we all need each other.
Amen.
I need your strength still. I need your prayers. I need your power. Brother, I need you.
Amen.
Just like there's something in me you need.
Right.
That's called fellowship.
Yeah,
right. We strengthen, encourage, uplift one another.
Amen.
Why do you think the Bible says one can chase a thousand, but two can put? We better stop playing with God.
Amen.
And stop deceiving ourselves into thinking we got this thing cornered. Because
Amen.
We don't.
Amen. Amen.
Acknowledging every good thing. The Bible says every good thing coming from. But it says, which is where? In you. Me and Brother Andy were doing the radio this morning. We were doing a message called The Treasure in You. In 2 Corinthians. We have this treasure hidden in us. The treasure is Christ Jesus. The love of God. It's a treasure. But don't nobody know it's a treasure unless you reveal it to them. And you reveal the treasure through your love and your patience and your kindness and your understanding. It's in you. But listen to me. It's in you, but it's in Christ.
Amen.
That's why we don't want to get halted. Because you done lay hands on folks, they done got delivered. Somebody done got saved under your tutelage or your ministry. Don't get it twisted.
Right. Say that, Pastor.
God ain't looking at what you're doing, He's looking at what's in you.
Yeah.
Say that.
What's your motive for doing it?
Yeah.
I'll tell you about this guy I saw on Saturday. Was that Saturday I went to that tournament out in Livonia? And every time he see me, he's a gospel singer. Praise God. Glory to God, man. Thank you, Jesus. I mean, I said, Juan, you've been doing that for 15 years. You think these people don't know it by now? You being mean, Red. No, I'm keeping it real with you. So let me ask you something. You ever wonder why people run from you when you come? Man, you ain't right. Yeah, I am. I'm helping you.
Yes.
I'm in God. And I'm saying, you ain't matured that much in God that everything come out of your mouth is glory to God.
Amen.
Maybe I done had some stuff come out. Because God don't take it out.
Right.
He give you the power over it.
Yeah, right.
Amen.
How many heard me? He gives you the power over your motives.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Now check yourself. Everybody stand. First lady asked me every Saturday, Friday and Saturday. You ready for something? How do you say that, man? How do you say that? You ready for tomorrow? You ready? Or if it's Thursday, ready for Sunday? I said, no, man. Are you ready for in the morning? I said, no, man. And I don't be. I have so much stuff going on in my head and in my spirit, I don't be ready. But I make that trip. I make that trip. And he be sitting there waiting on me. He be like, what took you so long? You've been wrestling, trying not to come. Trying to get you a couple more weeks, and I've been waiting on you.
Amen.
Man, you better go ahead. You know what you got to do. I think she be trying to get rid of me because I snow. But God be trying to get me there too. And God was saying, my people do not understand that the love of God that's supposed to be in them is supposed to be for everybody.
Amen. Yeah, amen.
Listen to me. Everybody is God's children.
Come on, man.
Everybody.
Come on,
man. Let me drop this bomb on you. Homosexual, lesbian, prostitute, drunkard. Everybody is God's children. Everybody, not a saint of God.
For I am the God of all souls, of all flesh. And I created all in my image and after my likeness. And my creation ran away from me, but I did not forsake them. I sent my beloved son unto them to offer them the choice. Choose ye this day whom ye shall serve. Many have come, but many have not come. But the offer is still there, for I love them with an undying love. My love does not fail. My love does not change. My love does not turn. For I am a God of love. And those that are part of me are part of my love and portray my love. If you don't love your brother, you shall not see me. Therefore, I call you to love. I call you to the agape, which is irrespective of race, which is irrespective of color, which is irrespective of creed, which is irrespective of sin itself. For I am a God of love, and my love covers a multitude of sin, saith the Lord.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus, 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 Jesus.
Oh, Jesus.
Jesus, 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 Jesus. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Lord, have mercy, Jesus. Father, I thank you. I thank you, I thank you for this people that you're about to raise up. Father, I thank you, Lord God, for a demonstration of your power and your glory. Father, for the power of God that we thanking you for today is in our lives. It's a part of our mindset. It's a part of our works. It's a part of our being. Father, we know we cannot do works without faith. And we cannot have faith if we don't do the works. So, Father, I pray today that you let the power of living God manifest itself in our spirits, in our souls, that we might bring ourselves under subjection to the word of God and to the anointing of your spirit. Father, I thank you today that there's a people that want to be like you, that believe they can be like you. But understand there's only one way to do that, is to have the fellowship with the Father that you had, and have the fellowship with the brethren that you had. Father, we thank you right now, and we glorify you. Have your way in their lives, Father. Minister to every part of their being, Lamb of God. Father, from the crown of their head to the very soles of their feet. Father, I thank you that the anointing destroy every yoke, bondage, Lord God, and that which would so easily beset them. Father, place their feet on solid foundation, Lord God. Father, I thank you right now. Teach us, Lord God, how to love one another with the power of the love of God. The same reason you sent your Son, that we might have life, and that we might have it more abundantly, was out of your love, not just for the Jews, but for all of mankind. So, Father, we thank you right now. And we give you the praise. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Listen to me, saints. We tend to think that the Father sent Jesus down here. Jesus said, I didn't come for you, I come for the house of Israel. But the Father already knew what they were going to do. So guess what he did? He raised up an enemy of the poor. A self-righteous Sadducee, Pharisee. And turned him into an apostle. That will now take a message that came straight from God out of his spirit to a people that were worse than dogs, that were belittled. But now they had the same rights.
Yeah.
And if you want to think about it, you actually got more rights than the Jews have.
Yeah.
Because you understand that you live and saved by grace.
Yeah.
And you don't have to wait on God to come sit next to you to believe that he can work for you.
Amen.
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 Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
You see what's going on in Israel? Whenever they go to war, they throw bombs and shoot bombs up in there, blow up hotels and kill people. But God don't run to their rescue. He don't go kill everybody that throw the bombs. Israel kill them themselves. What am I saying? Well, I don't kill nobody. Kill your own flesh.
Say that.
If you kill your own flesh, then when you need him, you won't have to look for him.
Yeah.
Amen.
He'll beat you there. In most cases, Reverend Gilmer, God has beat me to my situation. And he said, yeah, I'm waiting on you. I knew you was coming. I saw you when you started bumbling over your own feet, so I got here first. That's why you didn't fall and hit your face. Because I was already here. Because I already saw the mess in your heart. There's a love that's about to manifest itself in the earth, in the people of God. That's going to make folks want to get saved. You ain't going to have to open your mouth. That same anointing that was in Jesus, we have a right to have it. But if you want to know what's going to cost you, read about his life. Read about his life. Paul wrote all them letters, them books, but he was a jackrabbit. Paul just soon sock you in the face and get it over with. Tell you get on about your business. But he recognized that it wasn't him, it was the love of God in him.
Amen.
And if he submitted himself to that love of God, he could experience things that were far beyond his vain imagination.
Amen.
He could actually hear. Paul made the statement in the book of Romans. He said, I wanted to be with you, I couldn't get to you. But I was there anyway. Because we have the power. That's why the Bible says, pray without ceasing. You can pray all the time. You can pray anywhere. And you can pray for anybody. I'm trying to get it in my spirit. Father, bless them. Folks say nasty things and do crazy stuff. Father, bless them. It ain't easy. Because the old man, he wanted to rebel. You ain't going to treat me like that. And then we blame it. I'm a child of God. Better act like it. I've been trying to act like it. It ain't easy. Lord, it ain't easy. I have to get more God every day. I have to know him more every day.
Yes, Lord.
Because every day he gets stronger. I gotta have something to beat against him to keep him under subjection. Few of you struggling this morning with persecution. And you keep asking God, how much longer are you going to have to deal with it? And you're not going to have to deal with it, because God going to do something in your spirit that's going to revolutionize your flesh. And you're going to see it in a different light. Why? Because you are that light.
Amen.
You are that light. Amen. 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 Just stand next to each other. I don't like praying for people when I first see them in church, but I need to pray. Can you come down? Come on down. Because I don't want them to be afraid not come back. But I need to pray. Sometimes we are under so much stress trying to do the right thing. Sometimes you ask yourself, do anybody care but me? Does anybody notice but me? Am I the only one? And from your standpoint, you are. You are the only one. Because you are who God made you. He created you to be who you are. And folks want to change you in your world. You ought to do this, you ought to do that. But you know what you're supposed to do. But it don't stop you from hearing it in your mind and your spirit all the time. And you say to yourself, why couldn't they just keep their mouth shut? I was doing just fine. But it's unfortunate, but they've probably been sent. Everybody got somebody.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I got more than just one. It's their job. Aggravate you, to stretch you out, and to make you feel littler than what you really are. But I got news for you ladies. When the enemy has planned for you, you're going to watch it flip-flop on
you.
You know why? Because you decided, I'm not going to say nothing. I'm going to hold my peace. Just the other day, he said, I'm going to hold my peace. Told me to tell you he's heard you. And you didn't say it with your mouth, you said it in your spirit. I'm going to hold my peace. And God said he's going to bless you because you're held. your peace at a time when you could have very well have went completely off the rocket and been at right for doing it. But you said to yourself, better than that. They're trying to trick me. I'm going to be moved. I'm going to hold my peace. And you have felt so much better. The very ones God said they're going to be serving you at the table. They're going to serve you at the table, God, because he respects someone that has the ability to hold their peace when a time that they shouldn't have to, because they're not wrong. God said, this is your time, this is your hour to see all that mess fall by the wayside. Father, thank you for our life. Move on our behalf, Father. We stand with her right now. In the name of Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus. Oh, my God. Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. You know what? They meant it. Somebody told you, they didn't mean it. Yes, they did. They meant it. Because they meant to destroy you with it.
Yeah.
They meant to destroy your heart, your peace in God, because they know you love God. But God told me to tell you, don't you worry about it no more, because it's no longer in your hands. You know what I found out in the church? What people who claim to know God don't understand, they want to flip. You're doing something for yourself. You're looking out for you. And ain't nobody said nothing good about what you've been doing for you. It wasn't their heart that got bruised. It wasn't their mind that had been torn apart and ridiculed. So it's impossible for them to know what you were experiencing at that time. But God said he's so proud of you because you come through it. And you haven't looked back. He said you've been pressing your way in into the high calling. And God said he got something special for you. He got something special for you. I heard you saying, Father, I heard you praying. I need to have greater understanding of this word. God told me to tell you, when you open your Bible the next time, that understanding is going to manifest itself. Come on and praise him. Hallelujah. Oh, my sacred Father, I thank you. If you took one of those envelopes last week, please get it out.
Thank you.